Getting a chance to catch up with Peter Obermueller. Peter is the president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming. He's been on the air with us a couple of times and thought it was a good time to catch up with him on what's happening in the oil and gas industry across the Cowboy State. Pete, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Duke. Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for your time, as always. We've had you on before, Pete, but just to remind our listeners, for those that don't remember or missed it last time, tell us what you do with the association and what kind of the overall goals are for the Petroleum Association of Wyoming.
Yeah, thanks, Duke. So PAW is the trade association that represents the oil and gas industry in Wyoming, and that includes everybody from the folks that are exploring for resources in Wyoming to those that that work to bring it up out of the ground and those that transport it around the nation and the world, and the refiners who turn it into products that we use every day. So my members produce about 96% of the oil in Wyoming and transport pretty much all of that to meet the energy demands of the country.
In other words, you are very well familiar and into the mix of the industry and how it's all working. So it's been it's been a up and down cycle. To say the least, especially in recent years. But a new administration heading into the White House, and the Trump administration, when he was there last time, was a little more friendly, of course, to oil and gas production. What are you seeing now as the Trump administration is gearing up, and what are you kind of expecting when things change in January?
Yeah, I tell you, Duke, I could breathe a little easier, that much for sure. I'm pretty excited about President Trump's pick of Governor Doug Burgum as Secretary of Interior. He's the governor of North Dakota. North Dakota actually has quite a lot of federal lands as well, not near as much as Wyoming, but they do have some. And he knows oil and gas. He knows public lands. And so he gets it. He's going to understand what it takes to get oil and gas out of the ground in places like Wyoming and get them around. So I'm excited for that. It's a lot to be done. A lot happened in the last 4 years that have made drilling in Wyoming a difficult endeavor, and so they're going to have to work pretty hard in 4 years to make the kind of changes that would be necessary.
And what kind of changes do you think those are specifically, and what kind of timeline should that be looking at before we start to see an impact?
Yeah, well, there's same things it could do right away, real kind of day one, low-hanging fruit stuff, and then there's the things that would take a little bit longer. So one of the things that really could be done on day one, Duke, is we have just thousands of acres of potential oil and gas leases that could be issued today. Just say the word and they could be issued today. But the Department of Interior has chosen not to issue them because they're fearful of court cases kind of surrounding issues around them. But the court's never said to the BLM, don't issue these leases. There's no court order, but they're sitting on them anyway because of litigation. That's just a choice. So the Department of Interior could change that immediately on day one. More longer term, bore your listeners to tears with all the process stuff, but there is a legal process to changing rules at the Department of Interior and other places, and the Biden administration went through that process and changed the rules. Those just can't be changed overnight. You got to go through that whole process again, so that takes more time. What's encouraging, though, I think, is President Trump is probably faster than anyone in at least in modern history has been naming his leadership, naming his team. And, despite what you might think about any one of them individually, he's off the starting block already. And if you remember in 2016 when he won, he didn't name these people until 3, 4, 5, 6 months into his term. So he's moving, and that's going to make things happen quickly.
Pete Obermueller, president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming, on the weekday wake up today. So, Pete, as you look at this landscape and maybe look towards the future, what kind of changes are you expecting to see in Wyoming, and what kind of impacts will those happen? Will that bring to the state overall when it comes to oil and gas production?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, Duke, I think we'll see back to a little bit more a return to some interest in putting out acres for leasing, like I mentioned before. the last lease sale that we had in Wyoming of, you know, federal parcels to drill oil and gas, it was four parcels for 87,000 acres, and they were on sort of the fringes, and they weren't connected to each other. It was a bit of a joke, to be honest. We can go back to focusing on high potential oil and gas areas, and focusing on putting out for lease acres that have actually been nominated, that have potential, and you group them together, Duke, so that you can actually put together a drilling plan instead of you got an acre over here and a few acres over there, and that doesn't work anymore in the days when my members are drilling 2 miles down and then turning a corner and drilling 2 miles horizontally. You can't have all these acres that are just, you know, spread apart everywhere. You need to have a concise, together drilling plan, and that's, we haven't had that, you know, for 4 years. So I think we'll see that for sure. I could run through a laundry list of rules they passed that I think they'll probably work on and try to address. Rock Springs RMP and conservation rules and those sorts of things. Methane rules and all of that. But people are gonna have to work hard, including, you know, me and my industry and all the folks that care about it.
So the bulk of our listeners are all thinking one thing right now, and what does that mean to my pocketbook? The price of the pumps, supply and demand, basics of economics, right? Are you expecting prices to drop at some point then in the coming future?
Yeah, it's interesting, and it's always a challenge for Wyoming. And you know, just taking a look this morning, you know, at the gas prices over in your neck of the woods, and imagine it's frustrating to shoot over to the Conoco in Alpine and pay $3.29, or the Maverick in Afton and pay over $3. I think yesterday I was in Casper, and I think I paid $2.70 something for to fill up in Casper. So. The gas prices are always a challenge, and they the price of oil is about half of that, and you seeing the price drop today. The price of oil is somewhere around $70 a barrel, down from its high in 2022, and the challenge in the place where you live, Duke, and your listeners, is that you're kind of isolated from the markets. So we can't really control the price of oil. It's a global price. That's going to go up and down no matter what we do. The things that we can control, distance to market, transportation, those sorts of things are difficult in places, like Lincoln County, where it's difficult to get to. So, for Wyoming, honestly, for Wyoming and Wyoming's economy, it's better if the price of oil is a little bit higher. But that's not, of course, what people want. When they're heading to the gas pump, so we kind of hope for a good balance there, to be honest, somewhere that's makes sense to be drilling for oil but it's not so high that it's really hurting people's pocketbooks, like you say.
Peter Obermueller, president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming. Pete, thanks for your time and your insight on this. As always, anything we missed that you feel is worth mentioning today?
I love coming on and I love talking to folks over there. It's such a great, great part of our state. And yeah, I'm excited. I think it's a good time for Wyoming. Look, energy in Wyoming is amazing. All sources, not just oil and gas. And I think you guys know that over there as much as anybody. It's a good time to be in Wyoming, and it's an exciting time. So I just wish all your listeners a Merry Christmas.
Peter Obermueller, president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.